Good morning, 7:37, our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. It's Thursday, Alan. We love Thursday.
I love Thursday. It's something very positive about it, something very, you know, hopeful about it.
And it's the Media Project Day.
Yeah, we do that on Thursdays. We sit here with Rex and the group and do our thing.
Discuss media issues of the day. Well, let's talk about what we talked about yesterday, because Bradley Manning, that's Private Bradley Manning, Army Private Bradley Manning, was sentenced to 35 years for giving classified information to WikiLeaks. What do you make of this?
Well, I tried to get inside the judge's head and see what she was doing. Clearly, you know, she's a military officer. She has to watch out for what her colleagues think of her. The prosecution wanted anywhere from 16 to 90 years. The defense wanted 25. She gave him 35. And some people are saying he could be out in 10. So I thought she was Solomon-like in her decision. Clearly, they had to throw the book at him, they thought, because they wanted to set up a deterrence for other people who might feel that they should give out government secrets. Nevertheless, as I've been saying all along, the thing about WikiLeaks is that a lot of us now know things we didn't know before. And as a result of that, we are in a position to decide as American citizens when we cast our ballots whether or not any of that should be considered. And so you can't have democracy, as I've said 1,000 times, without information. We now have some stuff which we didn't have before, and that's very distressing.
Speaking of stuff we didn't have before and information, we see that the Nixon tapes more unfolded yesterday. And they released over 300 hours of tapes, which really give us an inside look at the White House. In fact, the New York Times this morning suggesting that it's the most open White House we've ever witnessed.
Yeah, but it wasn't open purposely, that's for sure. This guy would never have resigned, Nixon, unless these tapes had become apparent. I believe it was Butterfield who let us know about this in his testimony, and all hell broke loose. What I love about this is apparently this is a man who loved to use expletives, and the Times wouldn't put them in. We could probably hear them if we got the tapes. Nevertheless, in order to understand the full breadth of the man, you really have to understand what he said. I mean, you know, there were anti-Semitic slurs, apparently. There were other things that happened during that time. And I hate the fact that the newspapers feel they have to clean them up in order to protect us, because we'll never fully understand who this guy was, Nixon was, unless we heard him in his most grotesque, you know, being.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you.
Welcome.